You're late. Again. You were doing so well for a while, and now, suddenly, you're tardy all the time. You aren't being harassed by other demons again, are you? I see. Well, you know to tell me if they do. Yes. I have a no-tolerance policy for co-worker sabotage, and I expect my servants to report incidences to me immediately. Please do keep that in mind. Never mind that. Just do your best to work on it. For now, give me your report. Oh, a message from the overseers. That's interesting. And also worrying. It's been a long time since they've bothered to issue any sort of instructions. They usually leave us demon lords to our own devices. All right then. What do they have to say? I was afraid of that. So, we're going to have to start worrying about tourism now? As if I wasn't busy enough. Now we have to accommodate slack-jawed mortals who pay to see others of their kind being tortured. Unfreaking believable. I can be a bit of an old-fashioned demon at times, but I think it was a mistake for the underworld to ever start letting living mortals enter it. They cause more problems than their money is worth. Well, yes. Of course, present company excluded. You are here, actually, to serve me. Not just pay money to gawk. You have a real purpose in the underworld. Although, I was going to bring this up in a moment anyway, but your productivity has been dropping again. Your tardiness is just a side effect of it. You said that you aren't having any further trouble with my demons interfering with your work, correct? You stand by that. Then what do you suppose is the source of your dropping performance? You're skilled in many ways, but you're not very good at understanding your own needs, are you? I was hoping that you had noticed yourself, but I've been thinking it over and I think I know the source of your problem. You're just not taking care of yourself. You may claim that you're just fine, but your body tells me otherwise. I'm very familiar with the subtle, silent language of the human body. Back when my territory was small, I used to do much more hands-on work. I was quite the tormentor. I truly do miss those days. Things were so much simpler. Anyway, I still know how to pick out stress and anxiety in a mortal. And you, my friend, are experiencing plenty of both. But there's one part that puzzles me. You just barely got more time off. If anything, I would expect you to be less stressed. Why is it that you aren't able to relax? I recall that you took a day off just last week. Not very relaxing. Explain. That was something I never considered, I suppose. So you haven't been able to connect with any of my demon servants. And that means that on your days off, you just spend time at home alone. I suppose that wouldn't be very relaxing at all, would it? Well then, this leaves us in a difficult position. If I could, I would hire some more mortals. But it's just not the common for people to sell their souls anymore. More and more, people are able to get what they desire without the aid of a demon. And as much as I tend to boss my servants around, I can't simply order them to accept you. That would be the surest way to turn them against you, wouldn't it? It's too bad they don't know you like I do. You and I get along just fine, but they... Oh. Well, that's the solution, isn't it? You can spend some of your time off with me. Nonsense. I enjoy your company as well. Demons tend to be impulsive and volatile. Only demon lords are motivated by anything other than gratification or fear. It's quite pleasant to speak with someone who is more level-headed. Come to think of it, I think I'm overdue for some kind of break as well. What would you say to a vacation for the both of us? Paid for entirely by me, of course. I hope it doesn't seem too strange for your boss to be suggesting something like this. The other demons can think whatever they wish. Even if we were involved, it's not like it would be a scandal. Such things aren't looked down upon here. In fact, most demons expect it. Most demon lords have a favorite servant, at the very least. I try to treat my servants equally when possible, for the sake of motivation, but I have no reason to fear giving you special treatment. Wonderful. Come to think of it, I'm not certain if you've done much in the way of vacationing in the underworld, have you? I recommended one to you a while back, but if I recall correctly, you didn't actually venture far. That's understandable. To be frank, it would be more strange if you weren't nervous about traveling through the underworld itself. Well, you certainly won't have anything to worry about as long as you stay by my side. There's not a single being that would be eager to anger a demon lord. Well, let's see where to go. The magma pools are always good for a nice, relaxing time. Nothing like a long, soothing soak. Ah, of course. How silly of me. And not exactly soothing for mortals. What else? There's the beast pits. They held all sorts of blood sports there, mostly centered around fighting literal beasts from the underworld to the death. At one time, I actually toyed with the idea of being a gladiator there myself. Oh, it's such a spectacle. Demons being torn limb from limb. The crowd crying for more. Who knows? Maybe we can even get you slotted in as a gladiator yourself. That would be an unforgettable vacation for sure, don't you think? No? You're so picky. All right, we'll think of something else then. Well, the only other place that springs to mind is the Western Acid Fields. The colors are beautiful, especially this time of year. Oh, but there's the poisonous gases. Well, you're not too attached to your lungs, are you, my dear? Well, that does make things difficult. I suppose a vacation is just out of the question for you. Fine then, back to work. No time off for you. Ever. Surely you didn't just barely figure it out. I tease you so often at this point, I'm surprised you take anything I say seriously at all. Well, it's true that there aren't many good vacation spots for a mortal in the underworld. That part was not made up. But that just means that we'll have to go somewhere else. Outside of the underworld. Probably not the mortal world, no. I can't exactly go there without drawing attention. As for you, I trust you, but it's not exactly wise to set a mortal loose in the mortal world, unsupervised. I fear that you may get tempted to flee. Oh, no, 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 dear one. It's just that, well, a demon understands how humans can succumb to temptation more than anybody. I know that you're loyal, but caution is always wise. I was actually thinking of taking you to someplace else in the underworld, other than this level. I'm not sure if you gleaned it from your work here, but my level is just one kingdom in the underworld. This level is especially dangerous and bleak. Other parts of the underworld are fairly tame, if only by comparison. That's where most of the visitors from the mortal world go. Some areas are fairly well suited to mortal visitors, in fact. Well, I was actually thinking of taking you to the Underworld Resort. It's perhaps the most luxurious place in the entire underworld. Oh yes, it's incredibly expensive. If you had tried to go on your own, you'd probably end up paying far more than you realized. Oh, nothing. Anyway, you don't have to worry about the price. I told you I would pay, didn't I? Not at all. You realize I live in a literal palace, don't you? There's nothing in the underworld that I can't afford. Certainly. And there are many places nearby that we could visit during the day. It would be my pleasure to show you the very best the underworld has to offer, after all. It is a little bit strange, isn't it? For a demon to show such generosity to a mortal that is bound to serve her. Well, you certainly deserve it, my dear. You almost single-handedly turned my kingdom around when you arrived. It's not an exaggeration to say that you are the reason I'm out-competing my rivals right now. And besides, I plan on enjoying myself as well. I have as much to gain from a well-earned break as you do. In that case, I'll dismiss you in a moment and you can start packing. I'll make arrangements for transportation. Would tomorrow be too soon to leave? Then that's when we'll set out. Oh, I'm so eager to go.